Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all the shirts all sparkly, spanking clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Candles, music, wine, and then loop up and get on top.
The glory hole is like a dick theater. I imagine you're going to do
it. Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back for another week here at By the By.
Hello.
I just want to acknowledge Bradford. He says that he is not sporty, that he is not athletic. However, he just jumped up from the table, ran all around the apartment searching high and low for his glasses, and got back in the 42 seconds before the volume needed to go down.
Found them. They're dirty as fuck, but I can see better now.
That's good. So yes, welcome back to another week here. It's been a good week. It's gonna be a good long weekend. We have a holiday on Monday.
Yes. I have never been so pleased to be part of a monarchy.
it's nice to have the Queen's birthday.
Yeah.
I wonder, are we gonna get a King's birthday now?
I mean, are they gonna recall it the King's birthday?
I don't know. You can't do that.
No.
No, we just need a King's birthday in addition.
We need to remember the Queen because she was an old lady.
Yeah.
And we need a king's birthday. That's right.
Got it. Okay.
We should also celebrate the prince's birthdays.
Yeah. We need all the birthdays. Come on.
As long as they're not born on the same day.
Right.
Yes. Welcome back to another episode here at By the By. Quick shout out to our Discord listeners. Or I say our Discord listeners. There are listeners who are also on Discord.
Mm-hmm.
They have joined us on www.patreon.com/bythebypodcast at any level. And then you get access to our community.
Yeah.
Which recently we asked a question.
Mm-hmm.
And that question was, how many cock rings does Bradford have?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to pull up the poll answers so we can see. We gave 4-5 ranges.
Yeah. So this all happened because we recently, once again, have redone our playroom. And so in the before 4 times, we had sort of a sofa bed in there with these plastic tubs underneath with all of our toys and whatnots in it. And then we have a cabinet with stuff. Well, we scratched all that. We now have, it's complicated. It's basically play fort furniture. It's great. Build your own sex place. And we got a set of drawers from IKEA, mm-hmm. which have, all of my cock rings now in a single drawer.
Yeah.
And so the question was, how many do I have? And so if you're at home and you don't know us, you're probably a normal person probably has between 2 and 5 cock rings at most.
Mm-hmm.
What were the ranges, Angela?
So the ranges for the poll that I put up, number 1 is 26 to 38.
I might have a problem.
We start at 26. Number 2 is 39 to 56.
I might have a small problem.
Number 3 was 57 to 69 because we had to end on 69. I mean, you just have to, right? Number 4 is 70 to 85. 5 is 86 to 103. Now, I expected both because of normal bell curve shapes and because 69 was in the third one that the third option would get the most votes.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was hoping that people would actually vote on what they thought. I don't know. I don't know what people think.
I also fucked around with people and put different answers at different times just because.
So we had a total of, let me do math here, 26 people vote.
I know there's more of y'all. Why didn't you not vote? Where were you?
Yeah, I know, right? 26. So anyway, 26 people voted. It was a perfect bell curve. For number 1, there were 2 people. Number 2, there were 6. 3, there were 10. 4, there were 6. 5, there were 2.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, the actual answer for how many cock rings does Bradford own
Drum roll, please. I don't have a sound, but I'll go do 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 do.
We need a drum roll.
I don't think I have a drum roll. Hang on.
We need one. We'll have to get one.
I don't have a drum roll.
Okay.
Imagine a drum roll.
Right. Well, the actual number is 62.
62. I have a problem.
Now, that includes, if that was every cock ring I could find, including in travel bags. I found, I counted them originally at 61. Then I found a random one in the nightstand. So that made 62. It includes a couple for the e-stem. Includes like the big ball ones, the vibrating one. Like most of them are your kind of what you would think of for cock ring, but there are a few specialty ones. There's even one with a tuxedo, little bow tie on it.
Sometimes you have to have a formal cock ring. If it's a formal affair at OSS, I need to make sure that, weddings,
mm-hmm.
funerals, lucky stiff. You know. Yeah.
So there's just a few cock rings. The final number was 62.
Don't judge me.
So if anybody ever finds themselves without a cock ring over here, you know, we've got one you can probably borrow or just have.
No, no. They're mine. My precious.
There's some you don't ever use.
I know. That's true. But I still love them as if they were my children.
Okay. Do we need to make a necklace out of them?
No. Oh, my gosh. Maybe. But no.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We should make a giant cock ring out of many small. Anyway, so that's the answer. 62.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have some somewhere else that we just don't know about and we've yet to find.
That's also probably.
I know I've lost a few at like OSS. And mm-hmm. things, so there's cock rings out there with my essence on them.
Oh. Love it.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yes, that was one of the things that I wanted to talk about. Then we also have our next pendulum party, June 30th at oursecretspot.com. It is on the website, but tickets are yet up unless you go to our website or if you are on Our Secret Spot's mailing list.
Yeah.
Then you could buy the tickets already. Mm-hmm. So get on it.
Yeah, so June 30th, it is going to be Pride themed.
Yes.
So show your colors, come in colors, wear whatever you want, whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. And then coming up in November, we have our Escape to the Tropics. That is November 8th through the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thanks. Done. I missed 1 week, but mm-hmm. I'm back on. Yes, 8th through the 13th up in Far North Queensland. We're doing the takeover with our dear friends over at Exclusively RHP. Good fun. I'm excited.
Yeah. So
just a few rooms left.
Yeah. So we're down to single digit rooms left. And so if you're interested in coming, let us know, send us a message or contact Exclusively RHP or look for interest on RHP's website itself. I don't know. I don't really use it, so I'm not trying to do that, but I'm sure there's a way.
There is.
I'm told there's a way. it's going to be a lot of fun though. It'll be 5 nights, 6 days, a lot of sexy couples, a few singles, so much fun. Poolside, drinks flowing if you're into that, all kinds of play if you're into that, but just sexy fun. You don't have to filter, just enjoy and relax.
Yes, it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
it'll be great.
We had such a good time last year.
Looking forward to it. Vacation, all I ever wanted.
And then you skipped an event.
And then I skipped an event.
Yes, we just confirmed the date.
Yes, because I'm clearly my I was so excited about the cock rings that I got confused. So the event that goes in between those two, it's like the stuff in an Oreo,
mm-hmm.
right? The yummy white cream
that you like to lick with your tongue.
That you like to lick with your tongue.
Num.
It's happening. We're coming to Melbourne. We've got official dates. It is July 15th. That is a Saturday at Between Friends Wine Bar in Melbourne. So we are doing a live podcast.
Yeah.
You can, find out more about that from our website, or you can find out more information at their website, betweenfriends.com.au.
Yep. And I know it'll be on their emailer. So if you're on their email list, you should be getting information as well. But come join us if you're in the Melbourne area, if you feel like traveling down to the Melbourne area for a weekend. And it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to do a live podcast and see how this all works out. But we love the venue, love the owners. It's just a lot of fun. It's a good spot.
Yes, very much so.
So come join us. We're going to do a thing.
We're going to do a thing.
And we're going to have a sexy weekend down there too while we're at it.
Yeah, so looking forward to that. That's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I'm wiggling in my chair if you can't see it.
We, once again, talking about problems that I have. I have a problem. And I like to collect things, specifically sex toy related things. I think it's really funny because I don't think I had my first sex toy until I was probably like 30.
And then you've just gone on a binge.
And now, I'm making up for lost time. All spare money that I have goes towards sex toys.
Specifically, well, I guess not specifically. I was going to say, tonight we're talking about masturbators.
Yes.
But you've also done a lot of butt toys.
Oh, yeah.
Different things. So I guess, there's a variety.
Tonight we are talking about, if you are a penis owner, things that you would stick said penis into.
Toy-wise, not like random household food items and things.
Things, right. Things that were designed for you to stick your penis into. I'm not talking about that grapefruit.
Yeah, no.
Or that pineapple. Or the microwaved watermelon. Anyway, So I wanted to kind of go through some of the ones that I have and basically how much they cost about in Australian, and then what I thought of them. And then at the end, I'll pick my favorite, which might or might not surprise you.
All right.
Yeah. So we're going to start on the cheaper end.
Okay.
The cheapest, actually, is quality lube. That's all it takes. You're born with, most people are born with hands, but most people have their hands, and like the thing that you need is just good quality lube. So don't go to the chemist or grocery store and get your lube. Go to a store that specializes in sex toys and get yourself some really good lube.
Yeah, but also pay attention to what kind of lube it is. Obviously, if you're using your hands, it doesn't really matter if you want water-based or silicone-based or hybrid. If you're using toys, Make sure to use water-based.
Yes.
Or some hybrids are also okay, but don't do silicone on silicone.
Correct, because it'll degrade it.
Yeah.
And not in the kinky, like, call me a bitch way, in a bad way. So, just get yourself some good lube. And like Angela said, all of the things we talk about past this, you're going to want lube anyway, and you're going to want water-based.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite lube for masturbating with your hand?
I do. And it's the Silk.
Oh, yeah.
Which we can no longer get in Australia, but we import from the UK.
But there's also, we've gotten one recently that's a creamy one as well. I think it actually says like creamy on it. I don't know the
it's
brand.
It's not the same. It's not Silk the same? Is amazing. Okay. I love that stuff. It's water-based. It lasts for a while, and it feels like hand lotion. But it's not.
Right.
It's actually a lube. Big fan of that. I like more sticky gels that stick around for a while rather than the more watery ones, water-based.
Yeah.
Yeah. And silicone. Like if I'm just using my hand, silicone is a great way to go.
Yeah.
Because it lasts forever.
It'll stick around. Yeah. Cool.
So if we're talking about actual toys, though, I would start with the brand is Tenga, T-E-N-G-A, and they have a thing called the Egg. The Eggs run in Australia between about $12 and $15. I know Max Black sells a 3-pack that you can get. I think it's $45 for the 3. But what they are is just little eggs that, in fact, inside them, they come with a little packet of lube. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're intended to be one-time use. $15 seems expensive for a one-time use thing. So I always just wash mine and dry it and reuse it. It's a little piece of silicone that is in the shape of an egg. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to be a full-length thing that you insert yourself into.
Sleeve.
It's not a full length sleeve, but it does have a lot of stretch and a lot of give. So, and I guess one of the things that a lot of these toys will have is, I'm going to say odd or some kind of textured interiors. I'm not a big fan of those because I don't feel like I have if you blindfolded me, I wouldn't be able to go, oh yes, that is ribbed, or oh yes, that is nodulated. I don't think I could do that.
Is it just that it doesn't make a difference, or is it distracting?
It's not distracting. Okay. We will talk about it with one of the toys that it's sort of distracting, but it's not the pattern that's distracting about it.
Yeah.
So like the eggs are really soft silicone.
They feel really good, and they come in, like Bradford said, like an egg shape. So it looks like a cracked, like kid's Easter egg.
Yes.
However, do not ever try to actually put it back in because it will never go back in. I can never get those things closed back up.
Oh, mine, the one that I travel with closes back up.
Well, I can't get it to close back up. I try to, like, you know, all the way around, and then that last little bit, I just can't get
just
it.
Just gotta cram it in.
Snap in there. Yeah.
Stuff it. Stuff it, stuff it, stuff it. Take it. You like that, don't you, egg?
It's okay. I just like to feel it. It's soft.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the first one. So along that same line, Tenga has something that is probably in my top favorites of all of these things. And it's still on the cheaper end, 55 Australian. It's called the Spinner. And so it's a full sleeve that is, again, very similar to the eggs, same kind of really soft silicone. But it's got a piece of, like, spring that is in it. So the spring, oh man, how to describe this? It's a spiral coil that goes through the sleeve. And okay. You're not going to poke yourself, so you don't have to worry about that. Mm-hmm. But the idea is, as you pull up and down on it, it twists.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so I remember this one. It kind of screws and unscrews itself on you as you're moving it up and down.
Yeah, I remember getting it, and I was like, this sounds like such a great idea.
It is an absolute favorite. Like, it's inexpensive, it does its job, and it feels really, really good. So I would highly recommend that one. Again, they you can get three different textures that you can choose from. I say three different. Actually, it says there are six. I'm on their website now. There are six different textures. So you got geometric tiles with mild edges, hexagonal tiles with pointed edges, fanned tiles with firm edges, a spiral of delicate enveloping nodes, a spiral of varied alternating spheres, and a spiral of bold impacting tiles. So you could spend a lot of money if you wanted all of them.
Yeah.
I don't know one from the other. Mm. They all feel the same to me.
But if somebody did, they could try different ones.
But if you can tell different textures with your penis, I am very impressed. So yes, highly recommend that one.
Yeah. I remember when we were looking at buying it and I was like, that just sounds like such a good idea.
Yeah.
And you know, no idea if that actually translates into reality. Apparently in this case it did, but it just sounded like a great idea.
And again, these are things that you can play with your partner. Like, they're fun things like that. They're fun, right? Yeah. They're meant to be fun.
And in some cases, you know, when we're playing with these, it's you masturbating with them. And because often I don't actually use the toy on you. It's usually you using it on you, but I'm, you know, playing with your balls, anal play, all kinds of things, but just other stimulations and just adding to that sensuality.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big fan of them. I like the feeling, I like just basic masturbation too, like just with the hands, but sometimes it's nice to have this like kind of different feel. Yeah. Like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah.
All right. So the next up is the exact same cost, $55 Australian. Mm-hmm. And this is from the brand that most people are going to be familiar with when it comes to masturbators.
Fleshlight.
Fleshlight. Exactly. So Fleshlight is, it's a classic. They've been around for literally ever. Mm. And they are the ones that created the Fleshlight, which looks like a flashlight.
A big flashlight.
A big fucking flashlight. That's right. But it's, you know, fully encased in plastic. But we'll get to that one in a second. The first one is the Quick Shot Vantage. Mm-hmm. So it's basically a donut that you can fuck. I mean, that's basically how it is.
Yeah.
About the size of a can of soda, open-ended at both sides. One thing I will say about Fleshlight is the quality of their silicone is super, super high quality.
The sleeves,
Yeah, the sleeves are great. As a side note, let's talk about care for a second. So, of course, you're going to want to wash all these things once you're done playing with them. The problem is, as you wash them, all of these, what makes them feel so nice is they're coated in this really soft powder. Mm-hmm. And you can actually buy rejuvenation powder. It is wickedly expensive. If you want to use your, you know, if you want to do it yourself, cornstarch is exactly what you need. So if you take your toy, if you find that it's getting tacky when you touch it, so you touch the toy and it kind of wants to stick to you, all you have to do is throw it into a Tupperware container or a Ziploc baggie, throw in a little bit of cornstarch, shake it up and pull it out, and it's fine. You want to make sure it's dry when you do this, of course, because cornstarch will clump. But after you've washed it, let it dry for 24 hours. Throw it in a baggie. It's going to return to that nice, soft, non-tackiness that you had when you first purchased it. So there you go. You're welcome. Nice.
Keep it in good shape.
It's a lot cheaper than the stupid powders.
Yeah.
And the stupid powders, I mean, they probably will last a little while longer, but like really the cornstarch, you can do that over and over and over again. You can use the same bag of cornstarch. So that can be one of your new sex toy things. I got a bag of cornstarch.
Protect your investment.
Protect your investment. I mean, because these things aren't terribly cheap,
right? You don't want to have to be buying them again and again. Yeah.
So the total length in inches of the QuickShot is 44 inches, but its insertable length is 3.5.
44 inches?
Sorry, 4.4 inches. 44 inches. It's giant. It's like a meter. But its insertable is 3.5. So why that's important is it's a great tool for blowjobs.
Yeah.
If you're somebody who gags easily or doesn't like deep throating on your partner, you can put this at the base and put your mouth at the end, and it's a great way to do it. I've done that with a gentleman a couple of times when I was lazy, and it works really good because also you can twist it, right?
Yeah, yeah. So you can definitely create different sensations with that.
Yeah, highly, highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's a fun one.
So then that goes to the next logical size, or the next logical masturbator, which is the Fleshlight.
The grown-up Fleshlight.
The grown-up Fleshlight. So in the beginning, Fleshlights, they just look like vulvas. Now you can get the vulvas, you can get the anuses, you can get mouths.
Don't they have them for like porn stars and things?
And that's the other thing is like literally you pick like what you want. So like, I love this. Like you can build your own, in fact. So I've got like, first you select your color of the sleeve, the hard plastic sleeve. Then what do you want? Do you want a lady vulva or a butt? I'm like, okay, well, I want, we'll say a lady. And then you continue, and then you get all of these choices on the inside that you want. And then accessories that you might want, which include a air dryer, which is kind of funny, a shower mount, a sleeve warmer. There's all these different choices.
Sleeve warmer.
Yeah, to make it warm, right?
Hell yeah.
But then also, if you've got a favorite porn star, they've got it for you, right? So like on their website right now, they've got their newest Fleshlight girl, which is Kazumi, who is a porn star. And you can get either her vulva or her anus, and it's got her name on it. So like, you know who you're fucking. I will say though, with the interior weird things, if she actually looks like that on the inside, oof.
You never know.
I hope not. She needs a doctor.
You never know.
I like Fleshlights. The Fleshlights are fun to play with. They are, so again, you've got the two plastic cups at the end that you can take off. But if you just loosen one of the cups, it gives a different vacuum feel to it, right?
Oh.
So you're pushing air out as your cock goes in. And then as you pull out, it's got a little bit of resistance to it.
Mm.
The negative in my mind is they're fucking heavy.
Yeah.
Like it weighs a lot.
Mm.
And so,
and you're going to be you're masturbating with it, right? So you're lifting and pushing
a lot of work,
and,
right? Yeah, like I'm coming here to come here. Right. I'm not working out.
Sexercise.
Yeah, but yeah.
But then you have to change arms. You're going to look like Popeye.
Right. Or that guy from Lady in the Water, the M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong film. So yeah, I don't dislike the Fleshlights. I do find that they take forever to dry. Mm. So you might want the air dryer, but it's still kind of funny to have an air dryer for your sex toy. And they can be pricey. So if I just pick one of the ones, it's $100. So okay. Not, I guess not terrible.
But again, protect your investment, make it last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember the first Fleshlight I bought. If you watch their websites, they have deals. It was their first male anus Fleshlight. And my thing was, I don't fucking care what it's an anus. I don't really care. I'm not going to look at it and go, I'm very turned on because it was also translucent, like completely clear. And which is kind of cool because you can see yourself go into it. That's neat. I do like that, but I don't care what the orifice is.
Mm.
Again, I don't have, not very good feeling on my junk.
Sensitivity.
And so I'm like, I can't tell the difference between a fake anus and a fake vulva or a fake mouth. They all just feel like something nice.
They all just feel fake.
They all feel fake, but they still feel nice. Yeah. I don't know. I think if you're a visual person, the clear ones are great.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wouldn't worry about exactly what orifice you get. They're all the same. Not in real life, but you know what I mean.
But in Fleshlight World.
In Fleshlight World, they're all the same.
Wouldn't that be a great theme park?
Fleshlight. Yes, I am in.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
If all the talk of us talking about getting sex toys and putting our junk in sex toys is getting you depressed that you don't have enough sex toys, you can go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. Buy yourself something nice. And you know what? Get it at 50% off. You'll also get free shipping, 6 videos on demand, and some extra things thrown into your box. It's fun. More sex toys. So, yeah, if you need something, if your trunk under your bed, if your nightstand drawer is feeling a little, you know, empty, like yourself, and maybe you just need something to spice it up, go to adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. Free shipping and 50% off one of your items. So you've heard us talk about it before, kinky humans. You'll get wonderful questions like this. I have tied up and suspended someone during sex. I think it's interesting that there's an and there because mm-hmm. I feel like there could be an or there.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done both of those, but not and both of those.
I know.
I've tied people up and I have suspended people in our sex swing, but I have not tied somebody up and suspended them.
Yeah, this sounds like a Shibari thing.
It does sound like a Shibari thing. Yeah. I almost said safari thing.
Yeah, that's not safari
thing. It's not a safari thing, no. But it could be exciting, like yeah. A safari.
Could be, yeah. We do have a friend who's learning to do Shibari.
That's right.
And just on the, just starting the suspension part. So, I mean, we get to see pictures and definitely get to take joy in what they're doing.
That's right.
There's our compersion. But we have, neither of us have tied up and suspended someone.
No.
During sex. Also during sex, not just like, you know, foreplay
yeah.
kind of thing, but like, you know.
Stopping sex and going, yeah. All right, now I got to handcuff you. Also, I got to lift you up. Beep, beep, beep. Yeah, that's right. You like that, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. So back that shit up. Anyway, yes, if you want to play this game with your friends, your family, I don't know, it's a great game to play. Go to curioushumansgame.com. And use checkout code BYTHEBY, BYTHEBI. All right, so we are now going to be getting into the pricier side of things.
And by pricier, how high are we talking?
Sky's the limit, baby! No, but the sky is the limit.
Well, I mean, yes, because I'm sure there are like silver and gold toys out there and things like that. But
yeah,
we're not going to go that high.
We're not going to go that high. We'll see how high we get.
All right.
But first, we're going to start with one of the ones that I saw on the internet. This is what happens when you run a kinky podcast is you get the best and worst of Instagram and Facebook ads.
Yeah.
One popped up and I was really intrigued by it. So it was the Bella Pleasure Bella Touch Blowjob Simulator. Mm-hmm. Now, admittedly, there is now a 2.0 version. I have the 1.0 version.
Mm-hmm.
But looking at them, they look very similar. So I'm not going to say that they're going to be a lot different. So this one, it's on sale, air quotes, retail at $308 Australian. right now.
That's pretty pricey.
It's $155.
Okay, that's better.
So about 50% off. So it claims... This, I'm just going to read it from the website. Anyone who has ever used a male blowjob simulator knows that there is only one thing that matters, and that's pleasure. Disagree. You want something that feels like the real thing, or even better. Bella Pleasure, Bella Touch Blowjob Simulator offers you exactly that. So
now I will say, though, before you tell your review,
yeah,
this one is pretty. It is visually pleasing. And
you think so?
I think so.
Okay.
And for me holding it, it feels good, but I also have smaller hands.
You do. And like, I don't like it because I feel it's funny. It's the exact opposite. It's too big because I want something that's one handable, like, right. I just want to be able to hold one hand because I have to, you know, hold the phone or the iPad in the other hand. Right. So like you're trying to, I don't know. It's not terrible.
It's not. I will say that if you're looking at it as being one handable, it does not have an intuitive grip shape.
No.
The shape is not a grip shape.
Agreed. So one thing that sets this one apart from all the other ones we've talked about is this is the first one that is actually a vibrator, right? So it vibrates, it moves. It not only vibrates and moves, but the little hole on the inside that you stick your junk into rotates.
Okay, so also might be a bit more wise on the pricier side because of motors.
So if you go to their website, you can actually see a little video of what it looks like on the inside.
It looks cool.
It does look cool. And that's like, that's great. But how is that different than just going like, I'm rotating my, like.
Maybe not everybody can rotate their wrists like that.
Okay, maybe not.
Some people have, you know, problems or weak wrists or things and, you know.
Fine. It also heats, which is nice. It does warm up, which is kind of weird, but still not unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And then it does not do I'm going to use the jerking motion. It doesn't do that. All it does is kind of move it around.
So it rotates.
In a 360 degree kind of thing.
The circumference, like, it rotates.
Yeah. The hole itself rotates around a pivot point. And then it does heat up and vibrate.
Okay.
So.
I mean, it sounds good.
What I don't like about it, put your finger in there.
Stick your finger in it.
It's great on a podcast.
I mean, I got two fingers in there right now. Don't go three.
You can see.
Yeah.
It's not like the size is, it's girthy. Like if you're a girthier person, it's fine.
I'm not quite, but almost fisting it here. I can easily get three fingers in.
What does it feel like?
There's like little bumps and then ridges alternating. So it feels like there's a ridge that goes around and then little bumps in between every ridge. And I will say that not having a penis and not knowing what this feels like on the penis, the ridges feel harder. I feel like they would be more distracting. The bumps, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my biggest problem with it is the silicone they used is not terribly soft. Mm-hmm. It starts to get irritating really quickly. Mm-hmm. So the version I have goes up to 104 degrees Fahrenheit, which is just warmer than body temperature. And the new version, you can actually adjust the heat. So you can find the temperature that you want. So again, it's meant to feel like a mouth. But I struggled with this one. And it is probably, of all the ones that we have, my least favorite.
Mm. No matter how much lube you put on there, it's still...
No matter how much lube you put on there, it's still... It's just not terribly pleasant feeling.
Okay.
So... That would be
not a favorite.
That would be one that I would honestly say pass on it.
Yeah.
Though there is a new internet commercial that I've seen a couple of times. I'm like really tempted by. It is not this brand, but I'll let you know. I'm just saying. Sometimes the ones that you see on the internet, maybe you shouldn't just jump in and go.
Right.
Which this one is one I got.
Maybe you should listen to your favorite podcaster's review of it.
Maybe you should. it's a no for me. Mm. On the cost front, the next...
Can I take a guess as to where we're going next? Because are you basing that one on the cost is at like the 100 and whatever the sale price?
Yeah, you could buy it for.
I'm going to say the next one is going to be 230.
I hate you. It's exactly 230.
Yes. I don't even know what it is.
So the next one is, I think we've reviewed this together. We bought it as a pack of two ones, one, a dildo for you or vibrator for you, and this masturbating sleeve for me. And the idea was that you can connect it to your favorite porn or play with your partner from a million miles away. So if you go back and listen to episode 346, we reviewed both of these together. Mm-hmm. So since then, though, I've played with it by myself a few times, and it is the Kiroo, K-I-I-R-O-O, Titan, an interactive masturbator that strokes your whole length. So it's got 9 motors built into its real feel sleeve, and it's got these buttons on the outside that basically change. It doesn't actually, and this is one of the problems I have with it, it's not actually, it doesn't stroke you. Mm-hmm. It moves the vibrations up and down. So that's kind of a,
so
when they say,
it simulates a stroke, but yes, it's not a stroke.
Exactly. So they say it delivers immersive vibrations up and down your penis. Mm-hmm. So you can sync it to erotic content. It's, again, $230, and this is from Kiroo. My problems with it are still the same problems I had back when we reviewed it, which is it feels flimsy. Mm. The benefit to that is it's easy to wash. The thing will come out
pretty easily. Because you can get it out easily,
right?
Yeah.
But it's kind of got this clamshell design kind of thing that pops open while you're playing with it. Mm. But it feels really good. Mm. And surprisingly, you don't have to use it as a stroker. You just put your junk in it and get the vibrations going. And the it's the only toy I've ever had that the vibrations alone have made me orgasm.
Oh, nice. Okay. All right.
Which is, in my mind, quite surprising because mm-hmm. I don't feel like I'm a vibrations guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love the Beach Boys. But
you like your good vibrations?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Thanks. But it's surprising how intense the vibration is. And maybe that's why, that the vibration itself sort of simulates the stroking stroking method. As well, the quality that they have of their silicone is super lush. It feels expensive. It's super soft.
Okay.
So highly recommend that one.
All right. So worth the $230?
Yes.
Okay.
And I should say this one and the previous one are both not, you charge them via USB or whatever, mm-hmm. and then they are completely portable.
Right. Well, and this one also, when we talked about it in the previous episode, but this one you can also connect to porn, like through their site.
Yes. Which is interesting, but also problematic, right?
Yeah.
Because if they ever start talking during the porn and they're not fucking, you don't feel anything. And you're like, skip ahead.
Stop talking and start fucking.
Yeah. It's like, right? Like, less yakky, more smacky. That's what I want. But it is, this is the first one of the, I guess this is the second of the actual plug-in vibrating ones, but this is the first one I'd be like, oh yeah, you should definitely look into this if you're keen to find one.
Cool.
All right. So the next one, all right. So I'm struggling to find the Australian price of this next one, but the next one wins the prize for the best website. And that is the Autoblow.com. Now, there is an Autoblow AI Plus. I don't have that one. I actually have the predecessor to it, which is just the plain old Autoblow. Mm-hmm. Maybe Autoblow 2.0. I don't know, something like that. This thing is a honking piece of equipment. So check out Autoblow.com if you have time. Don't go to it on your work computer. It is a mechanical stroker. So you put your junk in there, and then it's actually into the silicone sleeve, and then it actually masturbates you up and down. And it's got, like, I don't know, a ton of different patterns and whatnot.
This one is definitely a two-hander.
Oh my gosh. This thing weighs,
it might even be a three-hander.
This thing weighs more than Pippin does. Like, it's definitely over the, it's a milk jug. Mm-hmm. Or if you're in Australia, it's at least three kilos. It's heavy. Mm. So,
well, and just even by size, like it's kind of like two other masturbators side by side. Like it's good size.
It's giant.
Yeah.
But it does its job. And like the newest version, the AI, again, you can connect it to porn. It's got vocal commands. You can tell it to stop, which is hilarious. Or like, I'm imagining sort of like the Mortal Kombat where you're like, finish him, you know? So it Wi-Fi enabled, it does some really interesting stuff. It's expensive again. So I can't find the Australian price, but it's about 200 US. Again, easy to clean, but it's just really pricey.
Yeah. I say it's pricey, but it's also just bulky.
It's really big. It's not one that you're going to be able to hide easily.
Yeah. And I know, like, we played with it together, and it is kind of like, okay, this is almost distractingly big together as a couple toy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Now, it may do its job, but it, you know.
So I will give it credit. My favorite way to use this is on all fours and just let it do the whole milking thing where you're just like, hey, I'm a cow.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Let's like treat me like a cow and milk me. That's basically the best way to use this thing.
Moo, motherfucker.
Moo, motherfucker. Because then you don't have to hold it, right? It's basically just
okay,
there.
Fair enough. Yeah.
Which is the most comfortable way to use it. You still have your, you know, hands free for porn or whatever you're doing, reading, whatever. And your ass is up in the air. So if you want to do some anal play, it's really easy to accommodate.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah, yeah.
So I really like it.
So it has its place and its uses, but it's going to not be as versatile as some of the others.
This is one of the ones that feels like a piece of equipment. Mm. It's a piece of hardware. We're moving almost past the, hey, it's a toy, and more into the, this is kind of an investment, right? All the adjustable speeds, all the adjustable stroke lengths, and now with the AI where it pairs with other things, it's a pretty impressive piece of kit. I mean, it's got downloadable blowjobs. Like, you can select your blowjob and download it. I know, it just, that.
How do I upload mine?
Right? Like, and that's the thing. How do you upload a blowjob? That'd be great if they could figure that out. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we've got that.
Yeah, okay.
That just yet.
All right.
So, yes, that's the Autoblow. Again, go to their website, check it out. It's a pretty cool piece of kit. This one is the first one that must stay plugged in order to use it. So it is cable-based. The cable, though, the power cable is pretty long.
Yeah.
It's forgiving. Yeah. Don't use it in the bathtub. For the love of God. You don't want the fire department to find you like that.
No.
So, last up on the ones that we actually own, and again, we've paid our own money for these things. None of these are ads. Nah. These are our full experience. The last one is, again, back to Fleshlight.
Also back to investment.
The Quick Shot Launch. So it sounds like something that should go into space, and it kind of looks like something that should go into space.
Uh-huh.
It is $322 on sale, $350 not on sale. It is a hoss of a piece of equipment. It does come with the little quick shot that we talked about before. And it's got two handles. The left handle has a button that is for speed, I think. And the right handle has a button that's for stroke length.
Yep.
It's got a little thing on top that you can clip your phone into. And it's big. It's about 1 cubit in length.
Okay. Sure.
You know what a cubit is,
I
right?
actually don't. I know it's a measurement of length, but I have no idea what it is.
It's like from your elbow to your finger.
Okay. And it feels big. like if I'm holding it, it feels to me like, you know, when you have those wheels for like driving games.
Yeah, exactly.
Like driving simulators. It feels like that.
That's exactly what I would say. That's a perfect definition. So things I really like about it. Holy shit. It is fast. Mm-hmm. It can go up and down. And this is so basically the idea is you strap your quick shot, you snap it into the little thing, you lube up and you stick your junk in it, and then you turn it on, and then it moves the quick shot up and down itself.
Right. So you don't have to do it.
So you don't have to do
it. So it takes that manualness out of it.
Completely out of it. You get stroke length or where it's stroking. You can choose just the tip or the full shaft, and then you get different speed variations as well. So really a lot of fun. The problems with it are you can only use it while seated or laying down. Mm. You can't do the whole milking thing if that's your bang like you can with the Autoblow. And the other issue, so it's, I'm just sorry, I found the length. It's 14 inches. I don't know what that is in centimeters, but it is something. It's 35 centimeters tall.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a decent size.
Yeah.
It's an imposing piece of equipment.
Yeah. But like, so again, from the website, moving as quickly as 250 strokes per minute. That thing,
that,
I mean,
that,
it can start a fire. Well, use lube, people.
But that's like the wand, right? Like, there's no way that anybody's going to vibrate that quickly stroke that quickly.
I do. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
You can do 250 strokes a minute?
Oh, personally? Yeah, no. Yeah. No. Gosh, no.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I've never actually measured. How many?
We're going to have to do this.
I guess we'll have to do a slow.
Is that going
to
be the next poll?
That what we should do is basically like a slow motion video and then do it for 20 seconds and then count how many strokes.
Because you got to make sure you can keep it up for a full minute.
Well, okay.
We're not going to extrapolate.
We have to record it for a whole minute. Oh my God.
This is going
to
be the next poll.
That's great. I mean, it's heavy. Again, it's another heavy chunking piece of unit. My biggest problem with this one is it is hard to clean.
Oh.
So it's, the whole kit is hard plastic. And if you remember the Quick Shot, it's a donut, right? So if you come while this thing is stroking you, it's going to go potentially all over the equipment. And where the Quick Shot locks into it, it's got a lot of little fiddly grooves.
Oh,
so
things get in there.
So things get in there. And I will say, if you look at mine, I try to clean it.
Do you sit there with like
You would need a toothbrush.
Toothpick or something.
You would need a toothbrush to fully clean it, or Q-tips and your cleaning stuff. But like, I'm one that I just, you know, rinse it real quick and it's it.
Close
if
enough,
you look at
enough.
It, it's got some yellow stains. I mean, my attitude is it's all me anyway, right?
So yeah, that's fine.
What doesn't kill me makes me more me. But yes, so that's the last one. Mm-hmm. It comes as a pack. It's expensive, $350. If I was going to look at all of them and pick the one that is my absolute favorite, the one that I would say, I play with the most. Mm-hmm. B, if it broke, would I be really considering getting another one? And it's just my general favorite. And it's actually the Kiru.
Yeah.
The vibrating one.
The Titan.
Yeah, the Titan. Yeah. I really, really like that.
And I will say that I know we talked about it, the female toy that it came with in that pack, and you can get them separate as well. But the toy that it came with, that's one that I go to, especially for travel and stuff. It's a great one. So,
yeah.
So while you're talking about that, that's your favorite.
Yes.
Which one is your favorite for travel?
Either an egg, the Tenga egg, or the spinner one, the Tenga spinner with the little thing in it. Those are great. They pack small, play big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the other, I was going to ask which was your favorite solo, but that would be the Titan by Kiru.
Yeah.
Then what about, do you have a favorite one for the shower?
I don't really do a lot in the shower other than wash myself.
Okay.
It's funny. I haven't really masturbated in the shower since I was a kid.
Okay.
I'm more of I like to masturbate and then go take a shower.
Mm. What about, which one's your favorite with a partner?
The Quick Shot.
Okay.
Yeah. Definitely
that's a good one.
Shot.
That's a good one for partners.
Yeah, it's fun because you can still, like, I think part of the fun of playing with a partner is watching or experiencing the orgasm.
Yeah.
And that really allows you to do that. So I think that either if it's mine or theirs, I think that that's part of the fun. So it's my favorite.
Cool.
For that.
Okay.
I guess as we finish this up, when we were kind of going through and looking at some of these, I was trying to find websites for everything. I did find a new one that now I need.
So we're going to have to review another one day.
Yeah. The ArcWave Ion Pleasure Air Male Masturbator. Apparently.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of words.
Can you say that two times fast?
Can't say it one time slow. But it uses, it's an air stroker.
So is it like how the Womanizer and the Satisfyer go the little
It uses that. The exact technology. Pulsating airwaves harnessing the pleasure air technology of Womanizer.
Mm.
The Ion targets the Pacinian, Pacinian, pleasure receptors in the frenulum, creating an intense orgasm unlike any you've ever felt before.
Ooh, a whole new orgasm.
A whole new orgasm. So
we may be getting one of these.
This sounds.
If anybody has experience with this already out there, message us, let us know.
I love it says that it automatically starts and stops automatically when it senses skin contact. It's the closest sensation you can feel to a female orgasm, which I don't want to be that guy, but my orgasms are fine. I don't need a female orgasm.
Well, mine's are.
And why do we have to fucking gender orgasms?
I don't know, but maybe mine's better than yours.
I think it is. I mean, we both squirt.
Yeah.
We both need towels. You are much better on the multiple side than
yeah,
I am.
Yeah, that's true.
But
yeah.
Still. So I am pretty excited to try this one.
Uh-huh.
Watch this space.
We may have another one to add to the list.
Yes. So there you go. That is a lot of masturbating. Just as a side note, I want to say, like, I think that the things, toys, some people are like, why do you need these toys? Why do you need these toys? I think these toys are really important, especially for people with, you know, limited motion or people with certain disabilities. This is something that...
Or even touch sensitivities and things. Not everybody can masturbate themselves.
And so I think that these kind of toys are really important for that, and that we really need to destigmatize the masturbating in general, but use of toys while masturbating, because it is something that not all of us can masturbate. I know at the beginning I said we all have hands, but we don't, right? Yeah. So, I think that is something that is important.
It's also like, why do I have so many toys, right?
Also, spread the love. Like your cheeks, spread the love. So there you go. If you have your favorite toy, let us know what it is. I'd like to try it. Email us theatomsoflove@gmail.com. You can message us on any of our socials. We are at By the Bye Podcast on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Or you can go to our website, www.bythebye.com.au, and go to our contacts page. If you're looking around, seeing where we are, go to the events page. And if you want to talk to us directly, you can support us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/bythebyepodcast. Support us at any level, and you will get invited to our Discord chat, where we are on there nearly every day.
Yeah.
With like hundreds of our closest friends. Sexy friends.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say? I think I've talked a lot tonight, so I think your turn to tell us something sexy about yourself.
Something sexy about myself. Well, that was just a fun fact. That's different.
Or that.
Okay, so fun fact about myself. I like to do crossword puzzles. We do a daily crossword puzzle. Well, most days Bradford and I both do it. I do it pretty much every day.
The New York Times, not just any crossword puzzle.
Right, yeah. And I did today's in 10 minutes and something, almost. So somewhere between 10 and 11 minutes. I don't have my iPad to see exactly where it was.
I did mine in 26 minutes. Ugh, you're too smart.
I just like crosswords.
You do.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.